Come in. Oh, good. You're here. Shut and lock the door for me, please. Oh, and go ahead and close the blinds as well. I like to conduct meetings like this in full privacy. I'm sure you understand. Great. Now, have a seat. Let's talk. I know you're probably feeling pretty good about getting a second call back, but don't celebrate just yet. We still have a few things to go over before I can accept your application to work here. Okay, let's see. Overall, your resume was sufficient. Good references, quick and to the point, not wasting my time. I do like that. There were a few gaps in your skills and your experiences that you've listed here, but that's not the worst thing. These are skills I believe can be taught quite effectively, but we'll get to that in a bit. Now, your interview went pretty well, all things considered. You were polite, well-spoken, you didn't ramble. Oh, and you didn't laugh at that fake, terrible joke I said. That was a test, and you passed. I hate yes men. So, good for you, I guess. Overall, I liked you, which is probably the most important thing for you at this point. To be honest, while I was in need of an assistant for my daily goings-on, I also wanted someone to provide me with the male perspective. As you know, I originally started this company, Cretaceous Periods, to manufacture personal care products for women, hence the name. But as of this year, I've started branching out to make male products. Condoms, lube, all of that. So, I will require you to serve as an advisor. Do you think you can handle that? Perfect. I think that concludes this process. The job is all yours. Congrats, sweetie. Sit back down and don't shake my hand. Not yet. I know this sounds good, but don't celebrate just yet. You may have gotten the job, but I'm going to fire you. No, let me finish. I'm going to fire you unless you can prove that you can handle all of the obligations that I need you to. Which leads us back to the gaps in your resume. I mean, how am I supposed to know if you're a good fit if you leave out crucial details? It's annoying, and now I have to ask you more questions. It's fine, just don't let it happen again. Okay, first question. Answer honestly. I don't care what the answers are. Like I said, I can teach you the skills that you need and give you the experience that you need, but you need to be honest, okay? Great. First question. Are you a virgin? Oh, don't look at me like that. I wouldn't have to ask you such personal questions like this if you bothered to include them on your resume. Now hurry up and answer. Okay. And have you ever kissed a woman? And I mean kissed a woman. I'm talking lips and tongue. None of that pecs on the cheek crap. Alrighty, last question. Are you willing and able to ejaculate multiple times a day and provide sexual services to me at my whim? I don't like to wait, honey. Answer the question. Good boy. I like that answer. Okay, enough talk. Time to put your money where your mouth is. All right, clothes off. Lay the fuck back on my desk. Do I look like I'm joking? I need to see if you are as sexually capable as you suggest. Now take your clothes off. You're like a deer in the headlights, honey. You are so lucky that you're cute. Fine, I'll take them off for you. No problem. I know you're confused. But I mean what I said. Not only will you be fulfilling the standard tasks of a personal assistant, scheduling, running errands for me, etc., but I also have other needs, and you'll be expected to take care of them daily. And that's not a problem for you, is it? Good boy. Now let's get this tie off you. Actually, you know what? Leave it on. I like having my boys on a leash. Let's get you on the desk so we can get started with your training. Fuck, look at you. I knew you'd look hot under that button-up shirt. So here's the deal, sweet cheeks. You need to knock me up, or else you lose your job. Understand? No. I mean literally knock me up. As in coming inside me raw and getting me pregnant. And yes, I understand the irony of being a company that makes and sells condoms. But we're not here to test products, okay? Now, unless you have any more silly questions, let's get started. We just have to... Are you kidding me? You're not even fully hard. I need it hard. Fuck, fine. I guess I'll have to get you aroused too. Jesus Christ, I have to do everything around here, don't I? Listen to me. You better learn to be rock hard on demand, or else you will be out of here so fast. I'm sorry. I know I'm being bitchy, but I'm ovulating right now and I need cock really fucking bad, okay? Don't worry though. I know exactly how to give guys like you a raging boner real, real fast. A good old titty fuck. Here. Let's just position that cock right between these tits. Oh, that got you hard right away. You really like my big fat boobs, don't you? Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, a little twitch. I love that. I'm gonna fuck you so good in a second, honey. And you better knock me up. I don't like people wasting my time, understand? Come on, say the words, baby. Look in my eyes while I fuck your cock with my tits. Good boy. Oh, you're so hard. Standing at full attention for me. That was fast. You better not come. There we go. Let's get it a little bit wetter. No coming, though, okay? The only place that you're allowed to come is deep in my pussy. Got it? Yeah. You like a nice, dominant older woman, don't you? Good boy. Such a good boy. There we go. I think that you're plenty hard now. Hard enough to fuck anyway. Okay, let's fucking do this. No, don't get up. You stay right there. I just want you to stick your legs in the air and make room for me. I'm coming up. Give me your ankles. I hope you're flexible, because I'm going to reverse mating press the fuck out of you. Hey, well, if I'm getting knocked up, I may as well use the position with mating in the name, right? And I've always wanted to mate with someone using mating press. Now be quiet. Hold your cock still for me and guide it into my pussy as I press down. Can you do that? Oh, fuck, yes. God damn, I really needed this. I need a dick in me so bad. Oh my god. Good boy. Do you have any idea how hard it is to conduct interviews when you're ovulating? It's like everything I had not to fuck every single cute candidate that walked into my office. Fuck. But God, you're so fucking cute. I just knew. I knew I wasn't gonna be able to keep it together much longer. Oh God, you're so handsome. Acting all fucking shy. God, I love when guys are shy around me. It is so fucking cute. Kind of made me feel like you were hard to get. Pissed me off a little bit. I wanted to fuck you right then and there. But I know better than to be impulsive like that. And I don't want just any idiot with a dick knocking me up. No, honey, it had to be the right one. It had to be you. I needed an obedient pet. Oh, someone who could give in to my every demand. Fill my every need. Not a yes man, not someone who's all talk. Someone who can give me the fucking I need every single day, multiple times a day. Oh, fuck. How does that feel, baby? Yeah, you like that? Oh God, that feels fucking amazing for me too. You are such a good fucking boy. Are you already getting close, honey? Yeah. Oh, you sweet fucking thing. Not yet. I come first, okay? I always come first. Got it? Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. You look so fucking pathetic and cute underneath me. Yes, you do, honey. God. Oh, I know it's taking everything in you not to bust right now. But you'll be rewarded, okay? Yeah. Oh, good boy. Good boy. You're gonna get used every single day from now on. You like that idea? Gonna knock up your MILF boss? Be my obedient little fuck pet? Good boy. That's right. I'm gonna own you. I'm gonna put a fucking collar on you. Yeah. Oh, you like that way too much. Good fucking boy. Good boy. Okay, baby. You've been so good for me. I'm gonna let you come, okay? I'm gonna let you come. We're gonna come together. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay, baby. Look at my fucking eyes. Look at my eyes when you come inside me, okay? Three. Two. One. Come inside me. Good boy. Baby. Such a good boy. Oh, you are perfectly qualified for this job. Yeah, you are. Oh, what a good boy. No. You're not coming out of me yet. We need to let the cum take. Yes. I want to make good and sure that I get pregnant. And besides, can you feel my pussy just squeezing on your cock? Yeah, I know you're sensitive. You're gonna learn how to come multiple times in a row, though, okay? That's what good boys do, right? Good boys give me as much cum as I want, right? Say it. Good boys give Blair as much cum as she wants. Say it again. Yeah, baby. You're still hard. My precious, obedient little slut. I'm so proud of you. I think you could give me a little more cum. I do, yes, baby. No, it's okay. You're gonna be just fine, okay? Put your legs down. Let me get all the way off you. Okay, baby. Now, this time you're gonna fuck me. Yeah, you're gonna be just fine. I'm gonna bend over this desk. Stick my nice fat ass out. Oh, you see all that cum dripping out? You're not gonna let that happen, are you? No, use your cock to get it back inside me. Good boy, just like that. Yeah, there you go, baby. Oh, you are so cute. God, put your dick in me. Put it in me now. Ah, there we go. Okay, honey, I know you're sensitive. I know. You need to push through it for me, though, okay? You want to keep your job, don't you? Yeah, you do. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Just like that, baby. Oh my god. That's it. Yeah, you fucking drive that dick into this pussy. You love older women, don't you? You adorable, innocent fucking thing. I'm gonna ruin you. Yeah. That's it. You keep burying your cock deep in my fucking pussy. Just like that. This is the only pussy you're ever gonna fuck again. Oh, you like that? Yeah? Good boy. Pull my hair. Oh, fucking pull my hair. Ah, yeah. Good boy. Sometimes I'm gonna want you to get a little rough, honey, okay? You can handle that, can't you? I mean, it's part of your job. You wanna keep your fucking job, don't you? Good boy. Good boy. Oh my god. Holy shit. You're hitting that fucking spot. Feeling all your hot cum inside me while you fuck is driving me crazy. I could just tell that you're gonna knock me out. Yeah, that's it, baby. Don't hold back. This is why I hired you. This is what you're good for. Pumping me full of cum. It's exactly what you're fucking made for. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh my god. I'm gonna cum. I'm gonna cum on your dick. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You better come inside me. Yes. No, fuck. I'm squirting. Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah. All that cum. Ah, deep in my little slutty fucking pussy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. What a good boy you are. Come here, kiss me. I definitely made the right decision hiring you. You're so fucking sexy. And I have a feeling that you did your job exactly right. Knocked me out. Like a good boy should. Now, your next task for the day is clean up this mess. I certainly did squirt quite a bit, which is good. Thank you. Regardless, my desk needs to look exactly as it did before we fucked. Okay? Good boy. After you've done that, head down to the R&D department and grab a few pregnancy tests for me. It says Oviraptor on the side of it. It's like a dinosaur that steals eggs. Shut up. I am committed to the dinosaur theme. Now I just have to run with it. Go and get them for me. And if anyone asks why, just say that Miss Blair fucked you. Okay? Everyone here will know that you're mine. Okay. Go along now. Be a good boy. Oh, and by the way, concerning the salary that I had listed on the job application, I'm tripling it. Consider it an advance on things to come. And speaking of things to come, you're going to be coming home with me after work. We need to have a much more in-depth discussion of your duties. Oh, don't you dare celebrate just yet. Although, I guess you can, since we do both know that you're mine now. Now go and get that pregnancy test. I don't like waiting. Good boy.